Okay, so let's just start off with a little bit of background information on you. Could you state your full name, please?
It's Catherine Louise Lee.
Okay, and your date and place of birth?
September 21st, 1955, in Germany.
Okay. What's your educational background?
I have a BSc from Dalhousie, a BA from St. Mary's, and about halfway through an MBA.
How many years have you been associated with St. Mary's?
I think I first started working here in the summer of 1984 or 85. I'm not sure which one.
Okay. And what capacity were you first working?
I was temporary secretary.
Okay. In what department?
Excuse me. I lost my voice today. I started out, I was working for an agency. It was 2 weeks in economics, and then I worked for almost a summer in continuing education, and then I worked in political science, and I was there for about 5 years.
Okay, and so how has your role changed over the years of St. Mary's?
Not really.
So what do you do now?
I'm a secretary.
Secretary, and could you describe this program and at you know the St. Mary's presence at the World Trade and Convention Center and its purposes?
It's a downtown campus. It does professional continuing education for business people downtown. It also runs the EMBA program and some weekend programs.
What's the EMBA program?
Executive MBA.
So that's aimed at working professionals?
Mm-hmm. People who have been in the workforce for a number of years and they're fairly senior.
Okay. Let me see. So, could you describe your experience of being a staff member at St. Mary's, mm-hmm. How has that changed?
I think when I started here, I was kind of happy to get a job.
Yeah.
And I became involved in the union at some point. So I started as a secretary in the union and then was president for 2 years. So it gives you a different perspective on things.
How is that?
Well, you're involved in negotiations and you're arguing on behalf of all these people, mm-hmm. and deal with things like that.
Okay, let me see. All right. So you've seen a change in the growth of size of the university and the mm-hmm. programs that are offered. Can you describe the changes that you've seen?
Well, again, the first year I started in political science, they had about 15 or 20 majors, and by the time I left there, they had 60 or 70.
So how did that affect the relationships?
It really made a difference. It went from, you know, knowing everybody by their first name to having a lot of students that you just didn't even recognize.
Oh, really? And how about the academic programs that were offered in, say, the political science department, since you were there for a number of years?
I think they started to change after a couple of years because they get getting a new faculty, the old ones are retiring. But one thing I think that the impression I got, because they didn't really discuss it with me, was that they were trying to get more of a Canadian political science specialization as opposed to Dal, which is broader than does a lot of the international kind of political science.
I see. So how long have you been here at the World Trade Center?
Maybe 3 years this fall.
Must be a very different type of,
yeah, this is a more of an administrative type of job itself. And the students are, of course, they're mostly adults.
Yeah. So what do you think they're trying to gain from their experiences here in comparison to the students that you saw on the regular campus?
Well, most of them down here are taking business education and they're trying to advance in their jobs as the usual.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to do it.
Okay. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Are there any significant changes or events that stand out in your mind while you were have you been working at St. Mary's? Take your time.
That affects the university as a whole, or
that, or any specific?
It's hard to think of anything specific that started to change, like everything is sort of gradual over the years.
What gradual changes have you seen?
I think it's become, there's a lot more students. It's getting a bit more bureaucratic, everyone says that.
How about the students themselves? Are they different now than they were in 84 in any way? Age or ethnicity or those type of things?
Maybe? I'm trying to remember when I was in the apartment down there. No, they were pretty consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
consistent.
Most of, like, it seemed like most of them were from the Halifax, Dartmouth area.
Yes.
You know, quite a number of them are from Nova Scotia. There wasn't really that many from outside.
How about in terms of age?
There'd be a few mature students, but it wasn't really a lot in political science. They don't offer much in the way of evening classes, so there's much attraction there for mature students.
Mm-hmm. You were involved in continuing education for a while, too?
Yeah, that department's changed quite a bit, because I was away for 5 years, and then come back and see it's grown immensely, have a lot more programs.
Yes.
It's much busier.
What different programs do they have now?
Well, when I started there, they either didn't have, or they're just considering having computer training courses, and that's a really big thing now. As far as campus goes, down here, since they opened up down here, which was about 3 or 4 years ago, they've been able to expand the programs they have. They have a lot of certificate programs,
such as
Diploma in Marketing, International Business, Financial Management. Management development for women.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are those popular courses to study? Are they a growing stage?
I think they're at a growing stage. Marketing and international business is pretty well at saturation. It has been for a couple of years. And the other programs are newer, so they're still developing.
Mm-hmm. So what other changes did you notice in the faculty that you were working with over the years?
Well, when I started in political science, it was all male. There was only about 6 or 7 professors there. So. And most of them had been there for years and years. So some of them retired, and they had they got in younger professors, and they got in some females. So maybe that makes a big difference.
Yes, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Okay. In what ways does the staff, faculty, mix socially? Do you find
the staff and the faculty?
Not necessarily together, but just any type of interaction.
There isn't usually a lot. Like, you might be in occasionally go out for dinner or after work, but not usually a lot in most departments, I don't think. They keep pretty separate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the staff tends to socialize with the staff and the faculty with the faculty. So,
yeah. So what ways do you interact with your other staff members?
I don't too much. The union has a lot of events that they organize for the staff members.
Oh yeah.
Most departments here have regular staff get-togethers of everybody in the department. Our department doesn't have any faculty working directly for it, so
it's
a little different.
Do the faculty come down here and just teach a class and then leave?
Yeah. So most of them are taught by faculty. Some of them are hired directly by us for course by course thing.
Oh, I see. And they're businessmen in the community? Or?
Sometimes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're professional trainers. There's a group of people, like professional adult trainers, that do workshops and things like that.
Oh, I see. Let me see what else. Mm-hmm. So, how have you seen the research facilities change at St. Mary's since you've been there?
I haven't really. I haven't really noticed any change. Like, the younger professors tend to be more interested in research than the older ones. I think probably because they're trying to advance. But other than that, there's physical facilities aren't really that great as far as I understand.
How about the staff? Have you seen them increase much over the time you've been here?
Yeah, they have a fair amount. it's hard to tell. The university is tending to rely, like government, a lot on short-term contracts and things like that. So it's hard to count heads.
Mm-hmm. They come and go a lot.
Even with the faculty, it tends to be a lot of part-timers, a lot more than it used to be. That's
mm-hmm. Okay, that's about everything that I wanted to cover. Is there anything you can think of that you'd like to say about the university? Anything you can...
Not really. I think there's a lot of changes going on. People are examining things. The university is kind of going through an awkward stage where it used to be so small and everything was so centralized
mm-hmm.
that I think it's hard for people to give up some of their power.
So how do you think it's awkward now? Uh-huh. What ways?
Even things like they were trying to change a lot of the internal business procedures and administrative procedures.
Mm-hmm.
I think they meet with some resistance. With
trying to deal with the new numbers and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. That wasn't too hard.
Not too scary?
Mm-hmm.